This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Monday.
Oh, no.
My contact was bothering me. I whipped it out in the car. I couldn't take it.
You whipped it out in the car.
Just had to get it out of my face.
It didn't go in correctly?
It didn't. I have a hard time getting them in.
I'm with you.
Yeah. It fell on the counter a couple times. Must have been some gunk on it.
Do you have the stuff to clean it?
I do, but I just don't. I just keep jabbing it in my eye until the thing gets in there.
I'm with you, though. They're far more difficult than people let on. And I have...
finger.
I put them on before I go surfing, and for example, I surfed two times this weekend at daylight.
Yeah.
I was there first thing. But each time I go through this process of getting those things in my eyeballs, and it can be first try, I'm out the door,
yeah.
Or 3 minutes later, I'm still screwing with my right eye.
Mm.
And I do the right first, which means I haven't even gotten to the left yet.
Right.
And I'm just going, get off my finger.
I know. It's just, I try to, stick my finger on my eye and then close my eye. Like, the lids are going to slide over it. And sometimes that works. But I try to put the least amount of surface area on my finger,
yes,
so that I can just drop it into
my
eye.
And then I get the goo. I got the big bottles of goo.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't the right term for the
What's
liquid.
The goo? It's like the saline?
Yeah, that. And I squirt my whole finger because now I'm getting mad. So
yes.
I'm just like,
oh!
Yeah. Okay, and now I got it running down my whole hand.
Yes.
I'm
helpful.
Super dramatic, ridiculous. Here I am. Just get in my eye. And it makes it worse. It makes it worse.
Such
it's not
pain.
Helpful. The more frustrated you get, and then it's in, and you're like, okay, let's go. But Jesus.
Right. Then it's in, and you're like, okay, let's go. And then it just starts. It keeps popping off or something. I don't know what it's doing. And
popping
there's like
off.
It's just an irritant. And so finally, I was less than a mile from my house. I'm like, get out of my eye.
You got something in your underneath it.
It must have been.
Like a little hair.
It was just so aggravating. I'm like, well, I've got my glasses in
Good
my pocket.
Thing you had your glasses.
I keep them on me just
Good.
In case. Because I've had to whip the thing out a few times.
Mm.
Like, get out. Just enough of you.
Yeah.
But that said, I do, most days, I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah. Oh, you can't imagine what it's like to see in the ocean.
I can.
It's incredible.
Sure, it must be amazing. I would think that'd be one of the most important things about being in the ocean.
Yeah,
being able to see what the F is going on.
A huge bummer to find myself repeatedly at risk or putting others at risk because I can't freaking see out here.
Right.
So it's
a blind guy. Maybe should have had a cane. And
no,
dark
you know,
glasses.
I can't be the only one. And I think we all suffer from that sort of, we don't want to go to appointments. Forget that.
My
like
God.
Any doctor appointment, dentist
Forget
appointment,
it.
Whatever.
I don't want to be there.
Yep.
I'm going to lose a whole day of my life for that.
Right.
It's never.
And it's not the whole day. And yet somehow it is.
Oh, it's the whole day.
It's
you
just,
know
it's
it.
Weighing on you leading up to it. You got to drive yourself there. You
the parking,
go in,
the
you
waiting,
right, you wait, and then
yeah.
there you
Get
are.
Get in there, you wait some more.
Oh, my God.
Wait some more.
Right.
And then I wait some more, and then I wait some more, and then.
So you don't want to deal with that. And
I know. Ugh. And they always want more from you at the doctor's office than you're willing to give. Like, whatever it is. Like, if I go
so
to
go
the
downstairs,
dentist.
Downstairs, and you're going to need some blood tests.
Right.
And then go up to the third floor. And then get that prescription. And then I'm going to need you to make another appointment to come back
right.
in a couple days.
And then there's always something like, I don't have your right insurance thing. And you're having to figure it out. I have to call John. And what's going on with it?
It's so funny that this comes up because I actually have an appointment with my boy Gino.
Who's
Gino? Your boy Gino?
Della Maggiore. I can't say his last name. The guy, my shoulder guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go see him
Dr.
about my...
Dr. Dino.
Whatever, Dr.
Nice.
Gino,
Gino,
but it's Della McCoy.
Maggiore.
Sure, Della Maggiore.
Whatever. I'm going to go see him about my foot. And so...
Yeah, what's going on with the foot
It's thing? Fine. It just, you know, look, I'm at the end of the surf season now. I'm going to go get checked out, but I don't want to.
No.
It's going to be... Oh, God, I'm going to go...
But you do it. I'm actually proud of you. You actually go, do
well,
go to the
But
doctor.
I don't want to. I really want to cancel. So I won't. And I will go do it, but I want to cancel because I'm going to leave here, drive all the way to the South Bay, sit in a parking lot.
What time's the appointment?
I don't...
It's today?
No, it's Thursday. Oh. But it's this week. Noon.
Mm. You better hurry.
I'll get there early. Don't worry. Mm. Anyway, and then I'll sit, and then I don't know what he can do. I don't know what he's going to do. You're old, dude.
Well, he'll be able to give you an answer, hopefully.
I just don't want him to say, how's the couch looking? Better and better to you? Because I don't, it doesn't.
No, you're not going to
I don't want any
couch.
Part of that.
Well, and it's only hurting you when you get up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid it's like, you know, some deteriorating thing that,
Well,
you know, you don't
that
go.
Is what's happening to us.
And there's the doctor going, you know, if I'd have seen you 10 years ago, we could have done something about this,
No.
You know.
Maybe he'll take x-rays.
A little sore
Maybe
feet.
Maybe you could put a shot in that thing, Vin.
Well, I got an elbow thing, too, which I'm going to have.
Oh, man,
wonderful.
You're breaking down on
Jesus.
Us.
It's bogus, dude.
It is.
So bogus.
Seems like everything's good till you're about 18. And, you know, you're
18 years old?
Well, then you're fully grown. You know, like you're done growing, you've reached your height, and it's like your cells just quit on you. You know? It's like, okay, well, you're fully grown, that's it, this is what you get. And now it starts aging.
And now let's break those
right,
down.
Right, let's break that down. And you're all right for, you know, maybe even 20 years. And then it just starts hitting the fan.
Yep.
I was good until that skateboard fall.
Yeah.
Ever
you
since
really
then,
racked
it's been downhill.
Up.
And I even look at old pictures.
Did you learn anything?
Well, I can't go get air at the skate park. And I mean, I literally can't. Like, I couldn't do it. I fell. It got really hurt.
The little kids all gather around him. You okay, mister?
Yeah, it's awful. It's so awful.
Aww.
Anyway, I'm going to deal with that this week, even though I don't want to. We all know it's for the best.
That's right.
And I'm sorry
you looked at
your contact wouldn't go
don't.
In, but I deal with that. I dealt with that twice this weekend. I know what happens to me, too, is I'll put him in. Lame. I put him in and you go check surf and it may not be good. And then you're take him out. So then I'll be all right. I'm not going to put him in until I know I'm going out. And then there I am in the car going, God darn it. Why didn't I do this in advance?
So otherwise you could put them in at your house.
I put them in at the house and then leave.
Okay.
But then if I don't go out, I just yank them. Yeah. I'm only using them for that.
Them?
No, they're dust.
Can you just pull out one and have...
I could, but I just pull them both out. Yeah. And for a while, I was pulling them out because I feared I wouldn't be able to get them out.
Oh, but now it's easier to get them. Like I just jam my fingers in my eyes and rip it out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I've had been going to pinch them off and pinched my eyeball.
Yeah.
Like I felt my eyeball
squish.
And pinched it.
Right. No, for sure. Like, because that was the hardest. At first, I was having no problem getting them in. It was getting them out. So I just jam my fingers around. I'm like, I don't care.
How are your nails?
Short. I cut my nails off.
All right.
I can't have nails. Because I don't, not that I play guitar all the time, but you got to have really short nails for that. And, like, I'm getting so much, my hands are so dirty all the time now that any nail just holds.
Yeah, then it looks filthy.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Speaking of, may I just... Your yard is unbelievable.
I know.
Like, I'm telling you guys.
Wow.
I'm like.
I almost, you know.
Wow. Just having so much joy over it.
For my taste, it might be a little, like, there's every corner's done. Like, can't you leave a dirt patch?
No, there are dirt patches.
Well, I don't see it.
Well, I don't put them in the pictures.
I'm looking through the yard as you're doing this scan. You can see her yard at Clarky Clark on Instagram. And I'm looking at it going, It's like it's in the house.
I'm super excited about it. I swear to God that if this job goes away, this is what I'm going to do. Like, it gives me so much joy. Like, I just want to be out there. And even this weekend, you know, we were prepping for the rain yesterday. Did you guys have that massive 2 a.m. explosion overhead?
I did not.
What do you mean explosion?
Like,
rain?
I got woken up by the most... It was like...
Armageddon. Like the wind was out. Like I could hear the wind in my room and the rain just
that
crashing
might be what
on
they're
the
calling
roof.
Popcorn rain right now. Popcorn, that, where all of a sudden it's just boom, boom for 5, 10, 15
yeah.
minutes.
And then all of a sudden the wind patches. Just died.
Yeah.
And it was
they
quiet again.
I'm
like,
oh my God.
It has a
lot to do with that.
Damn, it was unreal. Or the wind was outrageous.
Jesus finally got around to showing you what's what.
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, I don't believe so. If he does come down, if he is real, you know, I'm definitely in line for whatever outrage he's going to express.
He probably waited to make sure that his boy got out of there safely.
Hooman last night.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Hooman left.
As soon as he knew his boy was out of there, he figured, all right.
Time to take her out. Because, man,
I'm not
going to
make this convenient on her.
I know. 2 a.m, I was like, are you kidding me? Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep.
Last night was particularly fun, though, I have to say.
Oh, we had a great time last night. Hooman comes over every Sunday, and we watched... Watch the
first Defenders.
Yeah, watch the Defenders first. I don't want to watch that. I want to finish Punisher.
Right. Oh, go to Ozark. Please go to Ozark.
He loves all these superhero things.
I know,
and
but
they're not
Ozark
bad.
Is so good, and Jason Bateman's excellent, and Laura Linney. It's really, really good.
John was like, I'd like to make a rule, and everyone was like, no rules. Yeah. And he goes, can we please finish one before we go on to 3 others?
Yeah.
All right,
so I just want to finish Punisher, and then we can decide what to do. Ozark's an option, but Defenders is an option. Legion we have still to go. I want to watch the Jessica Jones season.
Oh,
we never
Jesus.
Did watch
you
the
guys
Legion.
Really are.
We do. Well, listen, we got a whole...
Superhero crap.
I know, he loves it. We got a whole year to kill before Game of Thrones. That's how this whole thing started. We started watching Game of Thrones together on Sunday nights.
On a side note, Vin, if by chance your incredible A-plus doctor isn't able to, you know, fix anything, I got a guy for you that can fix everything.
I don't. Well, what I want him to do is just tell me
what it is.
What it is. I think it's tendonitis. Right. And by the way.
My guy can fix that.
Okay.
Is he an acupuncturist?
I like acupuncture. I didn't fix what I needed it to fix, but it felt great. Yeah. I really liked it.
This guy can fix it.
I've been goofing about gout and saw some pictures of it. Dude.
Brain, where is
did
he?
Did that happen to your feet?
Yeah, it did at one point.
They swell up like that?
Hasn't happened in a long time. Well, mine isn't as, it's not as big. It's not as obvious because I think that it gets worse as you get older.
I was going to say you're young.
Yeah. Happened a while ago. I haven't had a really bad attack in a long time.
Like you have to buy new shoes 7 sizes
too
big?
No, you just don't go out. Like I was in bed for a week when it actually attacked me. It was bad.
Does it hurt even when you're laying down?
Yeah, it hurts
just
when
throbs.
I'm doing nothing. I'm just laying there.
There's no comfortable position.
I'm just crying.
Be like someone sawed my feet off. I can't take it.
Well, I don't know what's worse. But my dad comes in and he goes, yep, that's how it feels. Because he sees me like in agonizing pain. He's like, yeah, that's
I don't know why
exactly how
you,
it feels.
I would feel like you'd have one bout with that and then you would totally change your diet and do whatever it took.
Well,
to
right!
It, yeah, right. Right. It does seem that way, but 5 years pass and then it doesn't hit you and you're like, oh, well, that beer looks good or, you know.
Drinking
is. Drinking's a thing. Steak. Red meat.
Look at you, Zet, with the thing in her tummy, and there she is like, I think the pumpkin seeds are okay. Ow!
Give me another one.
Yep. I think lettuce is okay now. Oh, God, I did it again.
How is your diverticulitis?
I haven't had any pains. Where's Wood? How long ago was that? 3 years ago?
It feels like a while ago. You were like heating pads on your belly all the time.
Yeah, but you kept sticking your neck out there and every time.
No, I stopped for a long time doing all that stuff. There was a while where I hadn't eaten salads or
seeds
for a couple years there.
The last time we did a 4th of July party at my house, we made sure we had no sesame seed buns for you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Well, I didn't want you having any diverticulitis attacks at my house.
So it hasn't flared up in quite some time. Wow. So thank goodness.
And you've been eating kind of normally. Exactly.
Yeah, I've been eating pretty normal.
The 5 worst foods for gout are 5 staples in Bryn's life.
Oh, no.
Coffee, meat, fried food, alcohol, and fish. There's nothing left
about that.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
The video he took when he was on... paternity from Hawaii. He's showing this like scanning this food court thing of just fried food.
I don't even remember that.
But gout food.
You don't?
I remember poke, which is raw fish.
No, this was like incredible. Fried crap that I don't even know what the where you
like
went
little,
to eat.
Little clusters of fried items.
You know what one of the staples of Vietnamese food is?
What?
Anything that has a rich sauce.
That's is that is rich sauces are on the list?
Number 8.
Oh.
I listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8.
Nice.
Well, that's too bad, buddy.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's all right. I'm pretty good now. I'm just drinking a lot of water. And
what about that cherry juice?
Yeah, the cherry juice helps. Yeah. I've been pretty good.
Well, I don't think you got the gout, Vin.
No, I don't either. But I saw a picture of it and went, holy.
Is that where, like, the people's, like, their leg skin is kind of overflowing their shoes and stuff?
No, it's just more like a swollen foot.
Yeah,
a
it's really big, big knotty, swollen spots on the right?
My dad definitely wears, like, 2 sizes up.
Oh, he can't control his diet either?
He's more, like, to the point where it's just, like, irreversible. Like, he's not...
Oh, don't get to that point, Brent.
He's not back to normal. He can't bend one finger.
He has gout in his hands?
In his middle finger in one of his hands.
So it just stays up?
I have one final question.
Sure.
Has any of your brothers and sisters also inherited the gout?
Yeah. Dong's taking medication though. So
is there anything?
It's pretty good.
Is there anything, you know, like family related in this? Like, do we pass this on to our kids?
Yeah, it's hereditary for sure. Yeah,
that's the word that's I was
exactly
looking for.
It. Yeah. Uh huh. But our listeners are great. They've been sending me all kinds of stuff. This is how I've avoided it, and this is what I eat.
Here's how you cut the side of your shoe off so your gout swollen gout.
You just cut little chunklets out of your shoe, and then you can just sort of pour out the bottom. I have to say, having listeners is like one of the most amazing resources.
It
like anything
beautiful.
You talk about, like you get a million texts or comments or emails or whatever. You can kind of sift through them. It's great. Everybody should have a radio
happening
show.
Right now.
True.
You know what? Let me get this thing real quick. Hold on.
What is he getting? Vinny left the room. He's
while he
getting
gets
something.
That, I want to show you a model of a foot with gout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
That's
I remember
pretty gnarly.
Somebody texted
a model?
In. The deep fried food stuff was at a udon place in Hawaii. Oh. That was good.
Look at that.
Oh, why is it so...
swollen.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, that's not even the
horrible
pictures I saw. So one of our listeners, this is Frank. He's launching. So he sends this thing. It's his new like clothing brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the hat. I don't want you to say it because we can't say it.
Okay.
And so he gives me this thing and he's like, any, you know, help you could do would be great. You know, bro me out. And it's like, oh
this is a friend of yours.
No.
Close.
This is not a friend of mine. This is one of our listeners who mailed it to us. You can't say that, Frank.
It's wind pee hucker.
Right. But it's, you know what that word
I
sounds
sure
like. And we can't just say it. We can't.
Why is he so against the wind?
I don't. It does. Well, I hate the wind, too. But that's not really the point. The point is I can't.
Oh.
I wanted to. You were saying it's so great to have listeners. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And it's nice to give back. But we can't say that
What's
word.
What's he trying to do? Launch something?
I think he's launching this as his brand.
Well, this is a tough brand to launch because it's, you know, not everyone's going to wear this. It has a definition for that. It's a species of hawk, a name for a kestrel.
Okay. Well, I still
so
can't
I
say
guess
it.
No, nobody can. Well,
what's
at least not
word?
On the air. Wind pee hucker. You do the math.
All one word.
Yeah, all one word. Write it out. Yeah, okay.
Wind bleeper.
Well,
go, Frank. I mean, I hope it goes well for you. You were saying, it's great to have listeners, and you know, we'd love to bro you, but you can't say that word here. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're going for counterculture and a little bit extreme, you've done it.
Yep. On his website, it says that word is just another name for hawk, the kestrel.
He's probably right, except that we will only get the your morning show said this word.
Yep. We can't say your word.
You're fired.
Yeah. Thanks, I don't want to be fired. Don't get us fired, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, come on, man.
KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.